In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we have what I like to call the end zone gospel, John 3:16. The reason why I call it the end zone is because there are very few sporting events that you can watch on TV or go to where someone isn't holding up a sign that says John 3:16. And in fact, if you go to the old Liguori's, now Morelli's, down by the base, you have to drive by a trailer park, and one of the trailers right near the road, what does they have in their window? John 3:16. And I kind of hate to admit this, but I was about halfway through the seminary before I thought to myself one day, you know, I probably should look that up, see what that actually has to say. And when I did look it up, I realized why people post that. You know, it's a really good thing to remember. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. It reminds us of why God sent Jesus into the world, why the Father gave us the Son, to save us. The judgment is secondary to that. God wants to be able to judge us as just and open the gates of the kingdom for us. He gives us every possible opportunity to become just. You know, no matter how many times we might sin, if we repent, the Lord forgives us. The Lord showers his life upon us at all times, saying, "Return to me," so that when we die, if we die outside of God's friendship, the only person to blame is us. You know, we have been given the light. God has showered his light upon us. We see in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ the law of life. We know what to do to be pleasing to God. We are given the extra help to be pleasing to God. And if we are unpleasing to him, the Lord helps us to turn around if we wish. But the unfortunate thing is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. That is part of the mystery of sin, is that, and you know, we see it in ourselves. You know, we want to be, quote unquote, happy right now. We want pleasure right now. We want to do what we want to do, even if we know that it is destructive to ourselves or others. And then, you know, there's the lie that goes along with it. Well, oh, it doesn't matter. God will forgive everything if you repent. People always forget that part. If you repent. And so if you tell people, you know, a website had a poll, and it said, what could your priest do to be a better priest? And 60% of the people said, talk more about sin and the consequences of sin. And I, being the smart aleck that I am, wrote, you know, they gave a same poll to the bishops and said, what could a priest do to be removed from his parish? And the result was the same. 60% of bishops said, preach more about sin. You know, you want to get people riled up, you want to get them to leave your parish, talk more about sin. It's unfortunately because people don't want to hear about it, but they need to hear about it. Because, you know, if you see a little kid playing out in the freeway and you don't warn them and say, hey kid, get out of the traffic, you're partly responsible for what happens to them. It's the same thing. If we pretend that sin is okay, then we're encouraging people to do it. And we can't do that because we have to witness to the light, even though sometimes people are like cockroaches. If you've ever been in a place where they have cockroaches, praise be to God, we don't have them in Utah, and you go out to get a drink of water in the middle of the night, you turn on the light, and all the cockroaches are there, and then they see it's the light, and then they just scatter, and they're able to vanish better than any magician ever thought of. Well, people are like that. They don't want their works to be seen for what they are, as evil. They don't want to even see them as evil themselves. But whether they see them as evil or not, they remain evil. They remain things that will lead them away from God. And And that's why we must boldly, like the apostles, proclaim this life which is given to us by Christ. Whether it gets the chief priests and the Sadducees to throw us into prison or not. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.